Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike, and that's me. Mike Wolfeld, I'm the staff naturopath with Purium Health, and I always like to remind everyone that one of the unique features of PHP is there's actually a real live naturopath that's on the staff that is available to answer your questions, both by telephone, email. I'm happy to answer questions related to our products. I'm happy to try and answer questions that are related to health issues, and I'm even willing to answer questions that don't have anything to do with Purium, if that's what your need is at the moment. I've always been a great believer, learned it from my grandfather, that life should be chiefly service. And if we're giving service, our needs are fulfilled. It's really the opposite of where the world is today. The world is like the number one thing is profit. The number two thing is how do we make money? And if we happen to be of service, well, that's okay. Well, that's backwards. The idea is we're being of service and we're helping our fellow human beings and they're helping us. And our needs are always going to be taken care of if we put that first. It doesn't mean you do stupid things, but it just means that, you know, there has to be a priority in terms of what we're trying to accomplish. So anyhow, so that's one of the added features of dealing with Purium Health is that you're dealing with a small company, family-owned. You're dealing with a company that offers free naturopathic doctors. You're dealing with a company that prides itself on not using binders and fillers and stuff that the government says is quite all right to put in your product that we would not give to a dead dog. And so there are a lot of advantages with us. And the other thing, because we are the manufacturer, we make our own products, we can maintain a price point that doesn't break the bank. In fact, one question that comes up often for me is that people say, oh, you know, one thing about network marketing, multi-level marketing companies, is that they got good products, but they're always real expensive. And there's some truth to that. And the reason is because probably 95% of all the network marketing companies that are out there are marketing companies. That's what they are. They are not manufacturers, which means that they have to rely on somebody else to make their product, which opens the can of worms for two things. Number one, they can't control the price as well. And number two, they can't even guarantee what's in or not in their products. We actually, as a company, you know, Purium Health is actually a division of Organic by Nature. And Organic by Nature is a company that's been around for 20 years that manufactures lots of products for other people. And sometimes people ask for things to be in their products that, you know, we would never put in ours, but hey, you know, it's business. And so, you know, we try and talk people into doing things as pure as possible, but some people just, all they care about is price. And so that's what really is unique. We are the manufacturer, and I think that that is a huge, huge deal. And I'm sure you've heard it before. I'm sure you've also been listening to the last conference calls and probably read the Monday Morning Health Minute last week or the week before to also. And, of course, a lot of publicity is starting, thank goodness, about the negative aspects of genetic engineered food. And it really, it's about time that we as citizens wake up. Just today, it was announced that Russia is ceasing to buy genetic engineered, I think it was wheat. China has labeling laws that they allow it to be sold, but it has to be labeled. Most countries in the world have labeling laws that say, okay, this stuff has to be labeled, saying it has genetically engineered food. There are countries that actually have labels that say contains genetically engineered food, which could be dangerous to your health, just like a cigarette pack. Okay, in the United States of America, as a wise man said, the United Corporations of America, we have no laws, no regulations that protect the consumer. So in other words, the only way we know if we're eating this stuff or not is we got to be pretty educated. We know what we have to know what to look for because we can't count on our government to tell us. you know, 4 years ago, Mr. Obama and his wife were going to start an organic garden at the White House. And that sounded like a good thing. Well, that went away fast, and his campaign promised to help bring about labeling of genetic engineered food also went away. So if you think there's a difference in terms of these people that run for office, there's not a lot. They're all controlled by the corporations. And the way we take back our power is by spending our money wisely, by buying things from small companies who are doing their best to bring you pure things that aren't genetically engineered. And that's what we're trying to do. Okay. Now, the subject that we're going to talk about tonight is one that I get lots of questions about, and I think we all deal with this. And it's called cravings. The article that I'm going to be dealing, quoting, is was called Cravings, Friend or Foe. I believe I said it was more like cravings and what they mean, our best friend or robber of peace. Well, think about it. You know, when you're craving something or you have a strong desire, like, you know, buy a new car, you know, eat some food, whatever it might be, that can become all-encompassing in our consciousness. That's all we think about. Oh, yeah, I got to have this car. And, of course, after you buy it, you know, the glamour wears off pretty quickly and you're stuck with the bill and you realize, okay, well, it's sort of nice, but as the days go by, it becomes less nice because the bill becomes more important. So that's sort of what a cravings is. Now, cravings can be for food. They can be for relationships. They can be for material objects, all sorts of things. The bottom line is that anytime you catch yourself strong desire for something, especially if it's something that you know you don't need or really want, keep in mind that that is an enemy, and it's taking away your peace of mind. Peace of mind is the one commodity that each of us desperately wants to possess, because the sequitur to peace of mind is happiness. And it's impossible to be happy if we are dogged by these insatiable cravings that don't leave us alone. Now, of course, I think most people think of cravings as food cravings. And, of course, there's a lot of truth to this. And there's a whole bunch of different categories, you might say, of food cravings. Some food cravings are the result of the goofy industry that we have, where we've allowed corporate profits to take the place of what's actually good for people. In other words, service. Service has taken a back seat to profit. And what I mean by this is these are foods that are devoid of nutrients, and they contain substances that are addictive. Genetic engineered ingredients can be addictive. Sugar is definitely addictive. Caffeine can be addictive. And so you'll find a lot of things are laced with these kinds of ingredients. And so obviously that causes really a lot of unhappiness, because we crave something, we fulfill it, and it doesn't make us feel any better. In other words, the idea of it was what we really were after. Okay, so there's no doubt about the fact that with this kind of thing, Purium is really a hero and can come to your aid, because if you constantly are watchful to ensure the fact that you are putting nutrient-dense superfoods in your body on a regular basis, that really helps to get rid of a lot of the cravings of things that we don't really need. Now, another aspect is, you know, I was just talking to a gentleman yesterday who's Italian, and he has a lot of social engagements, business engagements he has to go through that involve dinners and so on and so forth. And he says, you know, these people, you know how to eat. And it's true. And often they're eating stuff that's not the best, rich desserts and lots of white flour pasta and wine and blah, blah, blah. Okay. So he was saying, you know, how do I deal with this? And I said, well, the way you deal with this, since you have to participate, it's your livelihood, it's your business, is two things. First of all, you have to go, before you go to these places, you have to have a game plan. If you go there with no idea of what you're going to do, then you're going to do exactly what everyone else is doing, because environment is much stronger than our own willpower. However, if we know we're going to go someplace that we're going to be exposed to a lot of stuff that we would rather not eat or drink, but we have to participate because it's either family or work or whatever, okay, then the best approach is to overload yourself with superfoods before you go for a couple of days. And the other important aspect is go with a plan. You can't sit there and say, "I'm sorry, I don't eat any of this stuff." That you can't get away with that in most cases. I mean, I know some people who do, but most people consider it to be rude, okay, especially if it's a business kind of environment. Or even worse, if it's a family situation and you're in a big Italian family, you know, where the senior mother is manja, you know, you got to eat to stay alive. You know, they want to load your plate up. So, but if you have a plan of in terms of what you're going to be dealing with and what you're willing to eat, it's amazing how you can make a plate of food last a long time. And that's real helpful. So that's one aspect. Now, there's another aspect that I think many people are familiar with. There's a groundbreaking book out by a gentleman named Joshua Rosenthal. Sounds like a nice Jewish boy. And it's called Integrative Nutrition, Feed Your Hunger for Health and Happiness. And he says that food can fill you, but not necessarily fulfill you. And he actually says that many people are actually looking for some, he calls it vitamin L. And L is standing for love. In other words, we don't want the chocolate bar. What we really want is a hug or even some type of activity that evokes a certain emotion. That's what we're looking for. So often these are misread. And when they are misread, we end up we sometimes choose to stuff our faces with whatever happens to be a comfort food nearby. And a good example is someone who doesn't sleep well often will crave coffee, you know, for the get up and go thing to mask the actual weariness. And you know, when you've dealt with a lot of tension and stress, people often go for something sweet to relieve the tension. Of course, it doesn't really relieve the tension. It's like people who smoke say they smoke to calm them down, but it actually makes them more nervous. And so, like, people will, for example, crave heavy proteins, you know, like even eating steak and eggs in the morning, which can leave people feeling very heavy and bloated. And so, obviously, if you're not properly nourished, that's number one thing that you got to take care of, is you got to make sure that you're keeping your nutrient levels high with superfoods. That helps a great deal. Now, the other thing is to become aware of listening to what your cravings are saying to you. This writer, actually says that we are all living in an era of what's called time poverty, because we're hurtling through life and we're multitasking and we're constantly stimulated by different pressures. Now, it's interesting to note that many people think that because they're multitaskers, it's a sign of intelligence. All right, psychologists all over the world today say it's just the opposite of that. Multitasking does not indicate your intelligence. It indicates that you're ADD. It has nothing to do with your intelligence. It has to do with the fact that you cannot focus. And it's as simple as that. In fact, people that are multitasking don't do anything as well as the same person who would do one of those things at a time. And that has been shown in time and time studies. So if you're one of these multitaskers and you've convinced yourself that this is a benefit, rethink it and start, trying to, be focused. And, of course, one of the things that keeps us out of focus is wrong food, wrong habits and things like this. Now, another thing that is really a real consideration that's true for many people is just plain old dehydration. Oftentimes when we're thirsty, it masquerades as hunger. And your body actually does not always send you a message that you're thirsty, really, until sometimes you're actually dehydrated. And so the next time that you're, overcome, like with a strong craving, try drinking some water, pure water, and wait then 10 minutes and see what happens. Okay, so that's a real good thing to practice. I think one of the things that helps all of us to deal with cravings is to not consider them an enemy, but to actually consider them a friend, because they're trying to help us. This gentleman says that we have what's called a sophisticated biocomputer, which is called the human body, and the human body never makes mistakes. Now, I want you to really impinge that on your mind. The human body never makes mistakes. Now, a lot of the medical profession does not go along with that. In fact, the medical profession often says, well, the body has gone wrong. They talk about it with osteoporosis. They talk about it with cancer. They talk about it with diabetes, because they want to sell drugs. And the fact is the body is always doing the right thing for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to keep us alive. Once we realize this, it's actually easier to conclude that cravings are really a solution, the body's solution to an underlying imbalances. And so food actually can become like a salve, a healing salve, to regulate the current state that we're dealing with. So this gentleman says it all comes down to building a trusting dialogue with our bodies. Now, what does this mean? It means we listen to our bodies. And I say this to people all the time, because they'll always say to me, well, when should I take this? How much should I take? The government says we have to have a label that says recommended, what's the serving size? Well, think of it. This is not rocket science. If you got one person that weighs 90 pounds, and you got one person that weighs 205, and you got somebody else that weighs 160, and the 90-pound person is a housewife with two kids and runs around a lot, and the person who's 160 pounds basically sits at an office desk all the time and uses a lot of mental power, and the person who's like 205 is a construction worker and is burning a lot of calories. Now, you're going to tell me that those three people should all take the same amount of food or the same amount of supplements? Of course you're not. It's stupid. Everyone is unique, and we have to learn how to judge what each of us need. Now, one of the best ways to go about this is to eat slowly and really just slow down in general, because if we gulp food, we eat a lot more than we need. And I've discovered this for myself. If I'm eating and stuff looks really good and I slow down, consciously slow down, my mind would have said, you really want more, but my body's saying, no, you're really full, so why don't you just stop while you're ahead? And so listening to your body is actually a fun thing to do, and it's not that difficult once you get good at it. Now, it does take some practice, because we're not used to paying attention to what signals our bodies are giving us. When we start to feel full, we just say, oh, well, that piece of chocolate cake can fit somewhere. But the fact is, it doesn't. And probably the number one thing that shortens the lifespan is overeating, because we're making our organs do a lot more work than they need to do at that moment. Now, to give you an idea of how to start listening to your body, you know, if you're the type of person that drinks occasionally a glass of wine or a beer or something, you know what the deal is that instead of having a glass of wine, you drink an entire bottle in about 2 hours. You're listening to your body, both at that moment in terms of how it's making you feel, and more than likely the next morning when you wake up. Okay, so that's listening to your body. Same with other things. I mean, look at sugar, caffeine. If you eat small amounts or no amount of sugar and you eat a huge, you know, humongous stuffed donut or drink a can of Coke, you know that you're going to be listening to your body. It's going to be yelling at you. And so the same with coffee. If you're a type of person who drinks one cup of coffee a day or even every a few days or whatever, and you end up drinking a whole pot of coffee in a couple hours, I mean, your body's going to be telling you big time that something's different. Okay, so that's what it means to listen to your body. And that's why it's so important. And so if you think of it as an assignment and a game that's just simply going to help you, then that's really, you know, you becomes a whole other ball game. Now, another factor that is a big factor for many people is considered what's called, he calls it lifestyle. And it's because we often will eat because we're really looking for entertainment, because we think the entertainment's going to somehow give us some happiness. And, you know, often we're eating because we're starving for love, affection, fulfillment. Even just touching somebody can be incredibly therapeutic. You know, patting someone on the back can make someone feel like they don't need to eat that Oreo cookie. And the other thing is never be afraid to ask people for hugs. You know, we all know people that we're close enough to that, in fact, even sometimes, you know, there are groups that basically just hug each other. Okay, and there's too many people who are, you know, dealing with dysfunctional types of relationships and unfulfilling jobs and, you know, lack of a spiritual practice, not doing physical exercise or too much exercise, and all of these things can cause emotional eating. So it's very important that we just simply become more conscious. That's the game. Now, another thing is what's called the yin-yang imbalance. So in other words, it's the combination of having light foods and warming foods. And, you know, warming foods obviously are things like flesh foods, cheese, dairy. And the light foods are, you know, the greens, the fruits, and things like that are more airy and expansive. And so the body does need the balance. And sometimes, if we're just doing one thing or another and we're not getting balance, if we're doing it because we mentally think that's what I should be doing and we're not paying attention to how we're feeling, then it's not serving us. Okay, so that's important. The other thing is the idea of conditioned responses. You know, in other words, for example, if you recently had a Chicago-style deep dish pizza, then it's likely that your body and mind will crave that gooey cheesiness a few days later. So in other words, you often will experience cravings for foods routinely consumed, even in your childhood, or by ancestors. I mean, it's amazing. So the trick is to short-circuit the craving and to reach for something that's a healthier version of that food. I mean, a good example. If you're craving buying a bag of M&Ms or a Snickers bar or a Hershey bar, well, you know that ain't good. Go buy yourself a small bar of organic dark chocolate. That's at least 75% dark, which means you're limiting the sugar and you're actually getting something that actually has some health benefits. So, you know, That's the thing. And the other thing too is you gotta be label wary. You know, you gotta read labels to know what you're getting. I mean, a lot of people think that, oh, I'm going to have oatmeal for breakfast, and they buy the instant oatmeal, but they don't look at the ingredients that says, you know, it's maple apple, and it's got 25 grams of sugar in it, okay? And then that just creates the sugar craving for later, even though we thought the oatmeal was good. So you buy plain oatmeal, organic. And, of course, seasonal cravings are very common. In terms of summertime, wanting cool things like ice cream, sweets around the holiday, things like this. Also, for both women and men, hormonal fluctuations can often cause levels of hormones to change so much that these can cause unusual cravings. So that's important. And of course, another factor is, you know, self-sabotage. In other words, you know, are we trying to do ourselves in so we don't have to deal with something else that's that really happens to be bothering us? So that's another factor. But keep in mind, friends, that the most important thing that you can do is keep yourself well nourished. And we all are in situations where we often end up dealing with environments that would not necessarily be something that would be our first choice, but because of work or family or whatever, that's just what we have to deal with at that moment. And that's a growing experience if we treat it as such. In other words, don't you know, feel sorry for yourself because, you know, you got to go to Aunt Betty's house who's going to, you know, try and force you to eat, you know, some stuff that you don't even like, okay? It's the idea of knowing what is going on. In other words, to become conscious, that is the secret. The more conscious we are, the more we are able to make choices that are wise. You know, it's said that knowledge is power. Well, knowledge is power only when it's applied. If you load yourself up with information and you say, oh, that was great information, but you don't ever apply it, it's useless. There's no power in it whatsoever. The power comes from application, from applying it to your own life. So, friends, I hope that this has been helpful. It certainly has been helpful for me just getting prepared for it because I recognize that we all deal with this, and it can be tough. And like I said, the main goal is we all want to be happy. We all want to have peace of mind. And keep that in the forefront of your mind and consciousness so that instead of depriving yourself, say to yourself, I want to be happy and I want to feel peace. And those things go away when we allow something else to steal our attention. So I'm not saying you don't ever eat a piece of chocolate cake or a brownie. I'm saying you don't let it control you. You eat the brownie, you don't let the brownie eat you. That is what it's about. So friends, it's been a pleasure being with you, as always. And once again, if you have any subjects that you would like talked about specifically on these calls, feel free to email me or call me. And, of course, I'm always available for phone calls from yourselves and emails from yourselves, customers that you might have, family and friends, you know, whatever. We are here to serve. That's the game. And like I said, if we're serving, if you're serving, we're all going to be taken care of.